Okay, good morning everyone. Welcome to our talk on AerialOS. Please let me know if the mic starts to suffer, if I'm not holding it, if you can't hear me anymore anyway. So, this is Kasper. He's giving the second part of the presentation. I'm Koen. I'll be doing the first part. And we're maintainers of AerialOS and part of a set of contributors. So AerialOS is our operating system. It's a library operating system for secure, memory safe, low power, Internet of Things, and it's written in Rust. So some of the things you have seen from the previous talk might be familiar. So in this talk, I'll be giving a bit of context, showing a bit why we like Rust and the embedded ecosystem, show what AerialOS actually is all about, and then Kasper goes into getting started with AerialOS, doing some hello world to networking, and we'll wrap up. So first, we're here in the embedded dev room. So we're doing microcontrollers, limited processing power, slow power, low memory, and we have our single memory space. We do not have our MMU to do virtual memory. We might have an MPU to do some memory protection, but that's about it. Sorry. So our firmware, we're bare metal. We don't have an OS. That's what we have to provide here, I guess. We need to do threading, networking, heap allocations, maybe if you need that, but we need to do that manually, because we don't get that. We do not like allocations. We like our deterministic behavior, avoid the panics related to being out of memory on our low memory systems. And memory fragmentation becomes an issue. So we don't want allocations. That's where we get to Rust and the ecosystem. And with Rust, we can go on about memory safety. I think you all know about memory safety in Rust by now, so I will not go into that. I'll go into other parts of Rust and why we want Rust. Because Rust comes with a lot of other things. We get the crates, the shared code from crates.io repository, and it's well integrated into build system. One of the advantages we have here compared to, for example, C. The traits that we get, interfaces, so that we can actually have interoperability between the different crates. The NoSTD feature that's in the language, so that you can signal that you do not do allocations, you do not use the fancy types of the language, keeps things simple and well-suited for embedded. And there's the async part that was already shown in the previous presentation a bit, or actually quite a lot more than we'll probably be talking about it. But it provides asynchronous, cooperative, multitasking. So you can actually schedule multiple things on a single stack, minimal memory overhead. But all these features together we also like about Rust, because this actually fosters a lot of collaboration between different projects.